Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. Hello, everybody! What's going on? Brimstone here. Got my little buddy Alex with us.
Hey, what's up, guys?
It's going to be an amazing show. Why? Because I said so. Just want to make sure we're clear. Not only are we on iHeartRadio, but we're also now on iTunes as well as Google. And I believe Spotify will be coming up soon. So make sure you get your Within Brim Skin fix every single week, because it's just going to keep coming and coming and coming and coming, and it's going to be bigger and better and more brimmier than ever. You like that?
I don't know if you can get bigger, Brim.
I don't think I could. Well, I could. I don't want to get any bigger. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to lose the weight, but then again, I'm going to wind up talking about food today, and I'm going to get hungry, and then we're going to wind up going and eating, and yeah.
Well, you're not going to want to eat after we talk about a certain thing on the show today, I'm pretty sure. What you showed me.
Listen, we will get to that. I think I don't think we could come straight off the bat with that.
No, we're not going to come over later, guys.
You guys are going to want to stay tuned, because we've got a hell of a show set up for you. I'll tell you that much. Pretty much we've got some real fun stuff squared away. You know, I've got some very amusing things that I want to talk about. You know, one of the things is you know, my wife. I love my wife dearly. For those of you who are not aware, I've been married for quite some time with my wife, 17 years.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Have beautiful children together, the whole nine yards. And you know, she's shy. She doesn't like to, you know, to do a lot of the red carpet events I do.
Okay.
And she refuses to come do the show with me, although we'll see what happens. I might.
You gotta get her on the show. She's gotta come in.
I've been trying for years for GHR, and then I said, babe, come on, we'll do a show together. She's like, I'm not doing a show. Nobody needs to hear of our personal things. We can have fun together, and that's ours. And I'm like, okay.
They hear your personal things anyway.
But I'm gonna say it anyway, so you might as well be here to at least defend yourself.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
She should come on.
She should. And I tried to, I said, well, maybe I'll bring Haley on. I'll have her on every week. She's like, no. I'm like, why? Because she'll tell what's going on and so forth. It's none of anybody's business. I'm like, all right, fine. So anyway, I'm about to tell our business. So,
hey, there you go.
So she likes to send me, she sends me the most ridiculous things. Okay. I will get messages, and, you know, I will open them up and look at them, and she'll be peeking in the door. All right. To watch my face. And she knows the face I'm going to make every time I do it. It's like one of those, I look and I'm like, and I shake my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she cracks up. She's dying laughing. She did it to me this morning. She literally did it to me this morning.
So what'd you get this morning?
This morning, she did. There's on Snapchat, no free ads. She wound up doing this dealie where it's like a white screen and it's just a floating face, just like the eyes and the mouth. And she's like, and she says, and she goes, I'm going to kill you in your sleep. And I opened it up, and she's howling. She dives it, because I was still in bed. She dives into the bed, jumps on me, and starts laughing in my face.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, ah! I'm like, babe, it was funny, wasn't it? She goes, that was great. I'm like, anyway. But so that being said, she sends me things all the time, like funny stuff. My wife is freaking hilarious. I love her to death. And what do you call it? The other night I was in Cold Stone Creamery with my son.
Oh, I love Cold Stone.
And they're good.
Yeah,
so
they are good. No free ads though.
No free ads. So so, you know, we were in there. I was trying to figure out, all right, what the hell I'm gonna get, you know. And my son was like clueless. He's like, I don't know. We haven't eaten here in a long time. I was like, well, we'll figure something out. By the way, for those of you who've been there before, when you used to tip them, they used to sing.
Yeah.
Just be like, we got a tip. And they'd sing. Well, they don't do that anymore.
Oh,
I was very upset.
Don't.
I was very upset.
Because I never tipped them, so I didn't know.
Oh, bad.
I don't have money.
Bad. No. No.
Oh, you need a no button.
Were you nuts?
There you go.
You gotta do it. I wanted to do is this new. Are you new? But, you know, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, I am also new, so that'll be
this
fair.
Is true. All right. Well, so anyway. So we're sitting there. We're on the line, and we're waiting. We're trying to figure it out. And my phone buzzes, and I say, all right, what's going on? I said, is everything okay at home? I open it up. I look at it. And there's an article. Now, the article that was there, it was, let's just say, very interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So the article itself stated, this is the title, guys are turned on by their girlfriend's farts. Literally, that was the title. Literally, that was the title.
I can't speak for all guys, but that's not me. I'm not into that.
I
don't get it.
I couldn't believe it.
Not gonna lie, I have heard of this before, though.
Have you?
I have. I know about this.
Listen,
yeah, I know about this.
My wife and I love my wife. My wife is gorgeous. She is perfect in every single way. Okay, and the fact of the matter is, when she, I am in the other room. And it's like, you know, and she giggles and laughs, and it's the funniest thing on the planet. And it's bad because my daughter does the same thing now. So, my daughter, she toots all over the place.
Oh, man.
She's like, Haley, forget about it. The little one, she's all over the place. My son, being a boy, I would think that he would be sitting playing Fart King. All right. But at the end of the day, he's not. I'm like, grab your little sister, sit on her head, fart on her, do something. You know, like that's what you do with brothers and sisters, you know. But
absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've read some things on Reddit. You know what Reddit is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So there's like a whole, there's a whole thing about this, about the whole farting thing that you were just talking about.
Really?
Like people will pay to have girls like fart on food and then they eat it. Yeah.
No!
I swear to God, it's a thing.
Oh, that's disgusting.
People will pay to have themselves fart on by a hot woman or whatever. I don't know. I don't get it.
There's so many things out there. You could go on the web and look at, you know, those adult sites and see things that you just never thought you'd see.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty crazy. For me, no.
No.
Like I said, love my wife. She's gorgeous.
She doesn't need to fart on your food.
No. And when she passes wind, I mean, you know, like, hey, look, let's be honest. Everybody farts. Everybody poops. Everybody pees. It's a natural progression of life. I mean, you do it in life.
Kim doesn't.
Listen, Kim absolutely does. Kim absolutely does. And when she does, she tries to pretend it's not her, but I'm pretty sure it is. It's either her or Zambo, but I'm pretty sure, well, it's one.
I think Zambo fesses up to his
now.
He usually does.
He does. But anyways, the fact of the matter is, you know, look, nobody's up should be up there sniffing, you know, the wind, if you know what I'm saying.
That's such a weird... I can't believe you brought this up on the show. Out of all the topics to bring up, this is what you bring up.
Because it's funny.
I mean, it is funny.
Farts are funny. I mean, you know, they just don't smell good. That's all.
And they're not arousing in the slightest.
Ladies and gentlemen, flatulence is not sexy.
No.
Let's get that straight.
No, it's
flatulence
not.
Flatulence is not sexy. So that being said, speaking about sexy, have you ever watched RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. So the new season just started.
Okay.
And what do you call it? And, you know, I sat down with Danielle to watch it. You know, I got home late. We're here at the studio all the time. I'm always running late. And we sat down and, of course, I got stuck watching it. Now, I like the show. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
RuPaul's
it's not a bad
fantastic.
Show.
I love Ru. He, you know, absolute fantastic person. Matter of fact, we both have our chocolate bars in the same place.
Really?
Yeah. A matter of fact, it's Sweet Hollywood in California, right on Hollywood and Highland Boulevard, the mall there. Sweet Hollywood is the name of the place. And you've got RuPaul's chocolate bars, mine. What do you call it? Katrina Law, Chandler Riggs. What do you call it? Stan Lee, the whole nine yards. So
okay.
It's what do you call it? So we are kind of tied in a little bit. But anyway, I want to understand how it is on that show that these men are prettier than women.
Because that's what they do. Makeup does wonders.
It's insane. I cannot understand how gorgeous some of these men are.
Yeah, they
really
are.
They would fool you.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, that's the whole point, though. I mean, it's to dress up, to look nice, and to basically be beautiful.
Well,
I mean, I get it. I understand it.
I love the show, and it's fantastic. Anyway, we got some other stuff to talk to, but we need to take a quick break. So right now, we're going to...
Sashay away.
Bye, guys.
Be right back. Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
Hey guys, this is Katrina Law, and you are listening to with Brim. I think you should put that in there anyway. Love ya.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Jason Moore from The Punisher, and you're listening to Grin. You know it.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
What's up, guys?
This is this next topic.
Oh no, not this one. Oh no.
I want to preface with the fact that, you know, I was suckered into this again by my wife.
Always.
Yeah, always. Because she makes me feel guilty because, you know, I'm always in and out, and if either I'm in and out of town or I'm at the studio late or I've got meetings and so forth, and she gets it, but you know, she'll give me that little guilt trip. And,
right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
My Jewish Puerto Rican wife, she makes me feel bad, then shanks me. You know what I'm saying? Fact of the matter is she goes, okay, she prefaced this with, I watched this the other night. So wait, hold on. You watched it and now you're making me watch it.
Yes.
So you have to now waste my life to sit and watch the same goddamn thing that you watched the other day.
Exactly.
But it was worth it for content, but at the end of the day, I cannot believe I actually watched this goddamn show. Okay, so it's on Netflix.
All right.
It's a thing called Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yeah, I remember you talking about this the other day.
Okay, this killed me, okay? Okay, prepare yourselves. Again, you might want to sit down because this is going to be a very, very bumpy ride.
All
okay,
right, I'm sitting.
Now there is a girl who was kidnapped not only once, she was kidnapped twice by the same person.
What?
By the same person. This literally has to be the worst family in the universe ever. Okay, now given they were in a little backwards town somewhere,
okay.
You know, and it's a small town, such a quiet village. Anyway, at the end of the day, this family was the worst, okay? The worst. I wish I could do it like Mike, but you know, instead I just have to say how nice it is.
Nice.
There we go. So, anyway, the fact of the matter is, not only did this guy kidnap and essentially rape this girl over the course of many years, but she didn't consider it rape.
How old was she?
It started, I think, at around 13.
Well, okay. So she can't consent anyway.
Right,
so
exactly. That's
it
what
is.
I'm saying. That's what I'm calling it rape. But here's the thing. Now, I don't want to go too deep into certain things because I don't want to ruin this for anybody because you kind of got to watch it for yourself.
Spoiler alert, guys.
Spoiler alerts. Spoiler alerts for everybody. So the fact of the matter is he not only did that, but he also seduced both the mother and the father, too.
Wait. The kidnapper?
The kidnapper
that
yes.
kidnapped the daughter.
Yes.
Twice. Seduced the mother and the father.
Alex, this was a series of very unfortunate events.
That is a fantastic series. You do not compare a series of unfortunate events to this.
This is really, really bad. I don't know what the hell. Okay, so I'm going to.
Oh, man.
All right. So the kidnapper basically prefaced, all right, that he needed to have sex and was aroused and asked the father to essentially help a brother out.
Wait, no, you're joking.
No, we do. As a matter of fact, we have the clips. So let's start it off. Let's start off here. All right, everybody, you paying attention? Here we go.
Very knowledgeable in the sexual field, but he did not have a good relationship with his wife sexually.
Okay, so now that would be somewhat normal to talking to a friend about, kind of, sort of, right? You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, you know.
You're going for a ride.
You're having problems with the wife.
The relationship,
you know,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
I could see that happen.
Okay, yeah.
Let's move along.
I'm with it so far.
Okay.
One day, he came in the store, and I could tell that he was extremely disturbed. He says, are you free? Let's go for a ride.
Okay. Disturbed.
All
right. Go for a ride. We're okay there for right now.
Yeah. Guy needs help.
The guy needs help. He's like, he needs
a friend.
If you were like, you know, hey, Brim, you know, I need to talk. Can we go for a ride? All right. No problem.
Yeah.
I'm with you. You know, I've had heart to hearts with a lot of my friends, you know, and the boys. It's cool. What do you call it? But, you know, let's just continue here.
Let's keep going.
He says, I cannot stand my wife. I need to have sex. I could see that he was sexually aroused. He says, oh, can you give me some relief?
That's where it all goes downhill fast.
Wait a second.
It's all downhill fast from there.
This is the abductor of the kid.
Yes.
Talking to the father.
Yes.
In the car.
Yes.
And he's like, I can't have sex with my wife. I need some relief.
I need some relief. So he's aroused and he's asking this is after the first abduction.
Does the father know that this is the guy that abducted his daughter?
Yeah.
No.
As did the wife. The wife slept with him after the first time. This is either both after the first time or after. I don't even remember. All I know is it might have happened before or after. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is a married couple who's the guy was literally coming over to the house and saying, you know, oh, I want to take, the daughter to, what do you call it? I'm going to take her horseback riding. Mind you, the guy's married with kids of his own, but he wasn't bringing anybody else. He just wanted to bring
that
I'm bringing that daughter, you know, out to, and the mother's like, oh, well, maybe not. You know, she has piano lessons. Oh, I'll pick her up from the piano lessons. I'll go take her out. I'm like, what? Seriously? And it was, like I said, you have to watch a series of unfortunate events. But anyway, let us continue with this little story here. You ready for this?
All right.
You're going to lose it now.
I don't know if I'm ready.
You ready?
All right, let's go. All right.
We were laughing, and he said, oh, Bob, it's just kid stuff, and I've got to have relief. So I was dumb enough to reach over and relieve him in an act of masturbation.
No!
Nice.
No! No, not nice! Not nice! Wait. Okay. I have several questions.
I don't know if I have the answers.
How old is the abductor?
They were in their 40s. Yes,
what?
That's what I'm talking
no!
about. Yeah.
This is,
and the guy was so nonchalant about it. He's like, and I just did it. He waves his hands in the air. I almost pissed myself. I said, are you kidding me? Like, at that point, my son walks in the room, and we had to rewind it. We had to rewind it so he could watch that. And he stops, and he sits down, and he watched the rest of the whole freaking documentary.
Oh, my God.
He's like, yeah, we need to watch this. This is ridiculous. You can't. It's like a car wreck. You can't turn away. It's horrible.
God.
It's absolutely horrible. Listen, put it this way. In a million flipping years, there's no way any of that would be happening.
No.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, are you, what? Really?
Well, apparently it did happen.
Well, no, I'm saying with me, first of all, any normal human being would be like, all right, you're taking a little too many pictures of my kid, or, you know, you're spending a little too much time with my kid, or you're hanging around too much. Oh my God. I didn't even tell you about this. This is a good one.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. And after the first time around, he said he was going to get help. Okay. And they were all still friends. He went and he was getting help. All right. And he said, well, my therapist said that I need to sleep in bed with your daughter. Okay, I need to sleep in bed with your daughter at least 3 nights a week.
What?
And they did it. They were like, okay, well, if it's for your therapy,
what
exactly?
Wait a second.
I'm telling you, he had this girl. She was a little girl. He was playing tapes for her, making her think that aliens abducted her and him. That's the way they made it. And she thought up until that she was on a mission. Again, I don't want to ruin it. So you know, everybody, you can tune in to the movie. And, you know, definitely comment on my social media. Let me know what you thought, because I am beside myself.
How did the parents not, how did this dude not end up in jail after the first time?
He not only didn't end up in jail, he was there, all right, so if I tell you, it's going to ruin it for you.
Oh, all right.
Okay, but he did end up in jail twice, I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
And both, which were very small sentences, he just got out on technicalities and stuff. And then I will end it, so spoiler alert, if you don't want to know this, fast forward like 20 seconds. The guy committed suicide after like a whole ordeal. Yeah.
God.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to ruin it because you got to go and listen. So, watch it.
I think I have to go watch this. I think I really have to go watch it just out of morbid curiosity.
It's crazy. I don't understand. I don't understand. Anyway, what do you call it? So check it out. What do you call it? One thing that I wanted to talk about, which is it's completely the opposite direction. I thought it was really funny and I wanted to let people know. Apparently in Ohio, an entire fast food chain's employees, all their employees, they all walked out and quit simultaneously.
That's amazing. I've always wanted that to happen at my job. not like my old job.
Not only was that the case, they left all the lights on, locked the doors, but they left a note in the window, okay? And the note said, warning, due to terrible management, the whole store has quit. The company has been sold to people that don't give a about anyone but themselves. Sorry for the inconvenience, but our team refuses to work for a company that treats their employees like they are when they have put everything into this store. We have worked too hard for too long. We are all off to better things. So, to the new owners, F you, sincerely, X crew.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Isn't that hilarious?
I've always wanted to either be a part of that or see that happen.
Well, don't do it here.
No, not here. I mean, like, because, you know, I'm sure all of you guys know, like, we've all had crappy jobs.
Savage.
You know, we've all had terrible jobs. So just all of the employees walking out.
It's savage, right? Anyway, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, this is Richard Horvitz, the voice of Invader Zim. And Vinny Vanilli and Nanny, you are wasting your time listening to Brim.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
This is Phil Lamar, and you're listening to Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
What's up?
So, I still can't get over the whole abducted in plain sight thing. I'm still kind of reeling on that, you know. I'm reeling on it, but I have to move forward because we only have so much time in this show, which is a good thing that we're a 30-minute show.
Yeah, it is. I like that we're only like 30 minutes.
Yeah, you get in, you get out. Get in, get out.
Yeah, it's nice and easy.
Unfortunately, women don't like that so much, but at the end of the day,
Hey, listen, guys don't like it either.
Well, that's true. Well,
some guys.
Some guys. Well, anyway, so I wanted to talk about something really cool that I found out.
Okay.
It's what's the best way to put it? It's like a old housewives like remedy.
Okay.
That I just found out about literally this past week. So a friend of mine, I'm going to give him the credit here, Kev Brown from San Diego Comic-Con, is a good friend of mine that works within SDCC. And he says to me the other day, because we were talking about, how, you know, the older you get, the more, pains you wake up with and so forth. It's like, I literally, when I get up in the morning, I play, body pain bingo.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
God, really?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm bingoing every damn morning. It's brim body pain bingo is what we should be doing. But so he said, he was talking about how he got a Charlie horse. And he goes, but I don't know if you guys know about this, but I have a remedy for it. I get out of here. What do you mean a remedy for it? I said, all you do is sit there and writhe in pain for about 20 minutes. And
he goes,
no. He goes, I have something that truly works. I said, really? So he said, listen, some might call it an old wives' tale, but this actually does work. So I said, all right, well, what is it? And he says, mustard. I said, what? He mustard. You take a teaspoon or a teaspoon and a half of mustard. It could be yellow mustard, it could be deli mustard, but yellow mustard, I believe, works the best.
Okay.
All right? And you take a teaspoon or a teaspoon and a half of this, and you swallow it. Within 2 minutes, all the pain goes away.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is what it is. So I was like, that sounds insane. Now, for many people, like if Zambo from GHR said, hey, Brim, you should try this, I'd be like, yeah, okay, buddy. And I would go and like walk the other way.
Yeah, of course.
But the fact that Kev said it, I'm like, there might be some merit to this. I looked it up, and it was like a whole list of stuff on Google. Yeah, it's real. It's real deal, and it actually works.
Have you tried it?
I haven't had, knock on wood, haven't had a Charlie horse.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Or I get them in my chest sometimes. Have you ever got them like in your body? oh man, it hurts like nobody's business. And you're like sitting there like, I mean, I hate to say it, but you look like a paraplegic and you can't move.
Yeah.
You know, you get stuck in that position, you're like, yeah, no good. But anyway, you know, a lot of athletes, you know, seem to get them often, and you know, any kind of cramps and so forth. Now you know, if you're an athlete, you know, have mustard.
Have
with
a
you.
Little mustard.
And usually you can even get the little packets from what I read.
Yeah.
And then suck the packet down and you should be all right within 2 to 3 minutes.
Really?
Craziness. Speaking of athletes, now I was watching the other day. I was watching some TV, and on comes George Foreman. You know George Foreman,
of
right?
Of course, yeah, the grill guy.
Well, you know him as the grill guy because you're young. He's a boxer.
Oh, okay.
And he was one of the greatest boxers of all time. And this guy, though, I don't know how the hell he fought anyone. He is the happiest looking son of a bitch I've ever seen. It's like him and Shaq should do a buddy cop movie.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? The two of them are so happy, and they're so, I mean, and they both look beat up. The two of them have to be the happiest men on the planet. And seriously, he's the sweetest looking guy. Can you imagine him hitting anybody?
No.
You've seen his face. He's like, ha, 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 I'm happy. You know, and then, and the funniest thing is that, you know, he has to be happy because he went from slinging fists to slinging, you know, those grills.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? We even have one of the big George Foreman grills inside.
Wait, do we really?
Yep, it's underneath the studio.
Why don't we ever
studio.
Use it?
Because it's just a lot.
Oh, all right.
Because then you got to clean it and whatever.
I'll
and
do it. I'll make some steaks.
So let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
I'm in. Everybody else is lazy.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to take charge of this.
We're going to have to make some steaks.
That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, so speaking of steaks, okay.
Ooh, now you're talking my language.
speaking of steaks, what do you call it? I've been thinking about food lately. Right?
When don't you think about
food?
I'm
always thinking about food. I lied. I think about it all the time. Lately? Or it's not lately. It's all the time. And but what's funny is like I was really hankering some cuchifrito the other day. Do you know what cuchifrito is?
No.
Okay,
but so, it sounds good.
So cuchifrito, it is a specific food type, all right? Essentially, it's like a variety of different fried foods that revolve around
Ooh.
Pork, okay?
Ooh.
Usually. Ooh. But it's Spanish cuisine. It's like, you know, like a little hole in the wall, dirty joint that has like everything delicious under the sun.
Right, yeah,
That is, okay. So when I was coming up in pro wrestling, you know, there was a place that was right down from the place I was training, the Doghouse, and shout out to the Doghouse. What do you call it? And it was unbelievable. So you'd go out and you'd work in the ring for a few hours, and then Bam. After you're done, you go out and you grab some delicious eats.
Right.
Then what do you call it? Later on, I started doing you know, regular appearances on a show called my friend Jose in Espinal. She had a show. I forgot what it was called, to be honest with you, but it was overseas because I had a big fan base I have overseas in Latin America.
Okay.
So you know, she would always have me on. It was a music show, and I could always vibe with it, and we'd have a good time. So there was a cuchifrito, all right, across from her station. It was in like Brooklyn or Queens somewhere, and every time, and it wasn't in the best neighborhood, and it didn't, I didn't care.
Yeah, I mean,
I was like, I'm getting me some cuchifrito. I would walk across the street, and with $10, I'd come out with more food than you know what to do with. Okay, I would go. Danielle would be like, "Oh, you're going to see Josene tonight? Cuchifrito?" I'm like, "Absolutely, baby." So I'd be walking across the street. I'd be like, "I didn't give a damn." You know, like things would go. Homicides were happening right in front of
my
face.
God.
Didn't give a. I was. I walked in there. I'm like, "How you doing?" You know what I mean?
That's
like,
amazing.
Hello, well, what do we have right here? So it was some of the most delicious food that you could ever get. And there is no good cuchifrito over here. So,
aww.
Like, I have to go, like, all the way out east on Long Island or all the way into the city to get something, like, awesome.
It's really, like, that good.
It is that good. It's just, it's like, it's all fried, all, like, you know, like, right off the boat, people that are making it. And that's not an insult. That's a good thing.
No, oh, yeah, no, that's a good thing. It's
like, quality, like, on-point food that you just, it's just so good. Fattening as hell.
You only live once.
Well, you know, that's debatable, but you know, but true. Yeah. But for me, man, oh man, I, you know, that was the big issue. That was one of my weaknesses is, you know, empanadas and chicharrón and all that. Food is divine, and especially Spanish food. I mean, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like for me, when I used to wrestle anywhere where it was a big Latina or Latin off background, what do you call it? The women, especially the older women, because the older women love their lucha libre. Okay, so they love their luchadors. They come over, and they used to bring me platters of food. Azufre, el azufre. That's brimstone in Spanish. Oh, el azufre. Oh, literally, I had one guy who's a good friend of mine who was a bad guy. So he played a heel. He was a heel, and I was a face. And what do you call it? He came after me with one of those kendo sticks once, and he cracked me right in front of one of these old ladies. She took a bottle of soda and threw it at the back of his head. And literally, like, everybody, it was crazy. And, you know, you can't break character and whatever. Yeah. I was laughing at him. I was like, you just got knocked out. It was crazy. Anyway, so Spanish cuisine is amazing. But, you know, are you into, like, sushi and Chinese food
so
and stuff like that?
I love, like, Chinese, Asian, Japanese food and everything like that. I just can't get behind sushi. It's okay. The raw fish part
of
it.
No problem. No problem. So we're going to talk about some Chinese food today. All right? And then we're going to end the show. But this is I have to speak about this. All right. Since we're talking about food and I'm just so hungry right now. I can eat anything.
I'm going in there and getting lunch right after.
So here it is. All right. It, in New York City, all right, it's located on a small street. It's wedged between all the Asian butchers. They have, you know, like the full chickens and other skin livestock hanging in the windows, like trying to allure you to come in, you know, entice you. I don't know why a dead, you know, something, you know, hanging in the window is going to entice me.
Because it's fresh. It's a butcher.
It's fresh. You know, they got like the ducks and the chickens. And I'm like, this is a little weird, but whatever. It's okay. But it's wedged in that. And then, you know, they've got all the little stores with any knockoff that you could ever want. You go pick that up. And then there's this little space. It's a little restaurant. It's my favorite restaurant in Chinatown. It's called Greenbow. Okay. And I love this spot. Okay. The problem is they are so nasty inside.
Oh.
But their food is that good that it doesn't make a difference.
Really?
You go in and you sit and you wait online, and they have the best General Tso's chicken. It's, I mean, in America, anyway, I've been all over the country. This is the best General Tso's chicken I've ever had. All right. Their rice is unbelievable. And then they make these delicious little inside out wontons. It's like the soup is on the inside of these little things. It's so good. You sip the soup out. Sippy buns. They're amazing.
I want it.
So
I want it right now.
You go in and the line's always long, and they're like, all right, you know, hurry up. You eat, you go. You eat now, you go. And this woman is like evil eye. Every time you like go in there and you can sit down, but it's like a communal table. So you and I can go in there and we can be sitting with people who we don't know.
Right, okay, yeah.
So that being said, we go and we sit down. Say you're sitting there and you're eating slow, having a conversation.
Okay.
So, you eat too slow. You need to get out now. This woman, crazy. You get out now. I'm like, now, again, let me preface the fact that I do voiceover work. This might not be my best voice. So I am not trying to be mean or rude. I'm just telling the story here. The fact of the matter is, this is how this woman sounds. And it is, I just want to put you there. You know, I could be sitting there and I'm almost done with my food. There's like three or four pieces of rice on my plate. She will literally come over, take the plate and say, you done, you go now, leave. More people come in, you go.
They need a bigger spot, it sounds like.
They do, but they'll never leave there. It is the most delicious food in New York City. And I would, listen, if you have a chance to go there, go. Greenbow, amazing. If you ever hear this, lady, I'm sorry, but, you know, yeah, at least you got delicious food. Anyway, I think that's about it. Make sure you hit us up on all the social media. Make sure you check out the Grindhouse Radio every Thursday night, 7 p.m. And as always, have a great night.
You're supposed to talk during that.
I know.
That's all right.
I screwed up.
It happens.
It is what it is.
I'll fade it out in editing.
We can do that. Good night, everybody.